What if kittens played the glockenspiel? What if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and I am so glad to be back. I had an excellent holiday break, and I hope you all did too. But I want to get started right away with our question from a boy named Levi.
My name is Levi, and I'm 4. I like dinosaurs, and what if trains are not built?
What if trains were never made, right?
What if trains were never made? Thank you.
Oh man, finally! Yes, thank you, Levi. I have been waiting for someone to mention dinosaurs for such a long time. And that's a really cool question, too. What if trains were never made, huh? Well, you know, I think we ought to get straight to What If World and find out. Once upon a time, there was a dinosaur named Q-Rex. And like most dinosaurs, he worked on the Rex Express. What If World didn't have any trains, so dinosaurs decided to do all the deliveries themselves.
This is a really hairy crater shock,
Q-Rex said.
Son, you know, when your mouth is full of a crate of socks, it's pretty hard to hear you.
I said, this is a really heavy crate of socks.
Well, that's right. But we're dinosaurs. It's our job to transport large goods all across the country.
We have to do that just because we're dinosaurs? That doesn't seem fair.
Well now, son, just because something doesn't seem fair, doesn't mean we need to question it.
What? That's crazy. If something's unfair, you absolutely have to question it.
Oh, son, put that crate back in your mouth, and let's finish our delivery.
Okay.
We've got to deliver these socks to the orphanage.
Q-Rex and his father carried as many socks as they could, and together they ran all the way to the orphanage.
Hooray, socks!
I want a purple pair of socks.
Do you have any of those socks that do go on your fingers like toes? I mean, toes like fingers? You know the ones.
All the kids from the orphanage crowded around Q-Rex and looked through his crate of socks.
Oh, thank you so much.
These are really great.
Well, my feet won't be cold anymore.
See, son? Working for the Rex Express is a good thing. Why, you're a regular hero.
I know, Pops. We're doing a good thing, but it's just, why do we have to do it?
Shh. Son, make sure you never say that word.
What word? Why?
Shh. Told you not to say it.
Well, how do I know what word I'm not supposed to say if you don't say the word I can't say? Is it why?
Yes, it's why. Oh, no, you got me saying it.
Dad, I don't understand. Why can't I say why?
Q-Rex, just... Have you ever heard of the Winosaurs?
The Winosaurs? Yeah, I mean, they're extinct. I guess they were what came before us, like what we evolved from?
That's right, son. But do you know why the Winosaurs went extinct?
Dad, you just said why.
Well, I can say it when I'm explaining my point.
No, then, why?
You can't say it, only I can say it.
How?
That's better. They went extinct because they asked too many questions.
What? That doesn't sound right at all. You have to ask questions. You have to be curious. You have to find things out for yourself.
If you ask too many questions, you might go extinct just like they did.
That doesn't sound like a true story at all. How do you know it's true?
How? It's true because everybody says that's what happened, so it's gotta be true.
Well, Dad, whether or not that's the whole story, I want to figure out what I want to do for myself. And I just don't think it's working for the Rex Express.
Oh, son. That kind of talk is going to land you in a world of... Where are you going?
Q-Rex had run off to play with the kids from the orphanage.
Ha! Aw, it's so fun! Oh, thanks for playing with me.
You're really big. We can slide down you. Clear like your tail.
Can I paint all your nails?
Look at me. I'm a dinosaur too. Rawr!
Oh, it's so fun. Hey, look, you're sliding down my tail, so I'm going to slide down your slide.
All right.
I can't see anything wrong with
Lovely
that.
Lovely, great.
It all fell apart.
Aww. Oh, man. I should have saved this coming.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I thought maybe I was a slider sore.
Q-Rex's father finally caught up with him.
Son, you're not a slider sore. You're not a winosaur. You're a dinosaur. Now pick up that empty crate. We've got to return it for our next delivery.
Aw, Pop.
Q-Rex picked up the crate like he was told and followed his father all the way back to the factory.
Now, son, when you get back to the factory, none of this who, what, where, when. Don't even say it with a crate in your mouth. None of this question talk, okay?
Back at the factory, Q-Rex saw dinosaurs coming in from all over the world to pick up packages and drop off empty boxes. Pterodactyls flew in for little letters.
Brachiosaurus stomped down for the biggest packages.
And there was even an underwater pipe that shot out big packages to megalodons who would swim them across the seas.
See, son? Every dinosaur knows what kind of delivery they need to make. And we all work together so everyone has the things they need.
I know, Dad, but aren't there any dinosaurs that do other things?
Well, some dinosaurs are too old to deliver packages, so they mostly do the paperwork so we know where the packages are going.
Aw, Dad.
Q-Rex's dad looked down at his son. He didn't understand his son, but he wanted to help him.
Well, there is one job that's a little different.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If a dinosaur's a really good reader with an excellent speaking voice, they can make the announcements over the loudspeaker.
They heard an announcement just then.
Make sure your packages are delivered on time.
See, son? When we hear that dinosaur's voice, we all know to work our hardest and try our best.
Really? I think I could do better than that.
Well, if you think you can do a good job, and I believe in you, why don't you go up there and give it a shot?
Oh, really, Pop? Do you mean it?
Get on up there. I know old Pterodactyl. She owes me a favor.
Q-Rex rushed up to the booth.
Pterodactyl! My dad says that you would let me do the announcements.
Well, if you think you've been a better job than me, then go ahead and try.
I just think I'd try something a little different.
You can try everything you want, as long as all the dinosaurs know that they need to deliver the packages on time.
Packages on time. I can do that.
All right, I'm going to go take a break. Good luck. Bye.
And Pterodactyl flew out of the booth.
Well, I can't be a winosaur, and I'm too big to be a slidosaur. Maybe I'm a rhymosaur.
Q-Rex pulled out his Y-Pod shuffle and plugged it into the speaker system.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Q-Rex! It's Q-Rex. I'm a rhymosaur, not a dinosaur or a slidosaur. I'm telling y'all, I'm a rhymosaur. It's what I always wanted to be. I just didn't know it could be free. And everybody, why don't you help me? Just raise your hands and clap and sing along. Whee! Nobody's clapping. Oh, there, nobody's really doing anything. Everyone looks kind of mad. Except my dad. He's nodding his head along. He kind of likes this song. Dad, come up here. Join me, yeah. Let's do it. Let's be rad.
I don't know what you're doing, but I kind of like it, fooling. It's kind of fun for me. I'm moving my tail and my booty. Ooh.
Dad, I think we just made a song together.
Is that what that was? Well, we better get back to our delivery now, don't you think?
Okay, Dad.
As they walked out of the studio, all the dinosaurs were shaking their heads. Pterodactyl flew back into the studio as fast as she could and got on the speaker.
Don't worry about whatever that was. Just make sure your delivery is on time.
And with that, all the dinosaurs snapped back into motion.
Aw, Dad, all the dinosaurs are mad at us.
Son, I don't think they're mad. I think they're just confused. Like I was. I never knew you had that in you.
I mean, I never knew I had that in me. We made a pretty good team, huh?
Not according to every other dinosaur. Don't worry, Dad. I won't act out like that again.
Q-Rex picked up a big package with his mouth.
Come on. Yeah, well.
Yeah, son. Let's go.
Their next delivery wasn't very far away. It wasn't even uphill, but it was a long, quiet walk for Q-Rex and his father. They dropped off 1,000 cans of fly soup to the supermarket, and by the time they made it back to the factory, it was dark. And it was also kind of crowded.
What's going on here?
I don't know, Dad. Probably a bunch of dinosaurs here to yell at us.
Hundreds of dinosaurs watched them quietly. None of them were picking up packages. None of them were dropping off packages.
I get a bad feeling about this.
All the dinosaurs drew back, and a path appeared. A straight line to Pterodactyl and the booth.
Son, just let me do the talking. We'll get through this.
They walked with their heads low.
You two made a lot of trouble for me today, said Pterodactyl. It seems dinosaurs from all over What If World heard about your little stunt.
I'm really sorry. I don't know what got into me. I was told not to be a whinosaur. I'm too big to be a slidosaur. I just wanted to do something different.
Well, now?
And Pterodactyl raised an eyebrow.
Why don't you do it again?
Huh?
The dinosaurs have never made such fast deliveries. And they've never looked so happy. They came from all over to hear you two.
Oh, well, I don't know. If we keep trying new things like this, we might go extinct. But you know, I studied biology, and there's really no reason why asking why would cause a person to get sick.
I don't know about all that. All I know is you've got a crowd waiting for you.
And Tara handed them the microphone.
Q-Rex!
And Dino Pop, bring it at ya, bringing the rhymes.
And these rhymes never gonna stop. All you dinosaurs drop off packages. Never truth, never questions, or even passengers. Can't believe I just rhyme with packages. I'm kinda getting really good at this. Well, that rhyme wasn't just as good as it should be, but I gotta practice this. You know, everybody, you should try new things and then try them again and again, cause
that's the only way you get better. Gonna write that down in a letter. Also, I think I'm gonna wear a sweater. It's kinda cold in this factory, don't you know?
Can I try rhyme?
Pterodactyl, of course you can rhyme!
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, I've never tried this, but, well, here it goes. Oh, is the song over? I had a really good rhyme. I was gonna rhyme show with go. Yeah, because the show can go on. Every day we want you to come back.
Really? You want us back?
Well, of course. I wouldn't have said so otherwise.
Yeah, but I thought that we were doing, like, that we were being bad and different.
Different? Yes. Bad? Heck no.
Yeah, I mean, that was really fun. Let's do that every day. And you know, while we're at it, I think I'm gonna start studying how the dinosaurs went extinct in the first place.
Dad, that sounds really cool. I didn't even know you learned biology. Can you teach me?
Sure, I can teach whoever wants to learn.
Hundreds of tails, wings, horns, and paws shot up into the air.
Well, if you all like rhymes and biology, I have another idea. We could lay down a bunch of tracks across the nation and then make big machines that travel along those tracks delivering packages so we don't have to. We can call it a mail road.
Son, maybe just one or two new ideas at a time, huh?
Okay, Dad.
The end.
Levi, I hope you enjoyed your story as much as I enjoyed telling it. I'd like to thank Levi again for today's amazing question, Karen Marshall, my tireless editor and producer, and Craig Martinson, who made my favorite theme of all time. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network, an all-classical radio service. ICAM Radio, recording in the Moonflower Studio in downtown Portland, Oregon, is community-funded and supported by listeners like you. More information at ICAMRadio.org.